Conrad Calvert.
Mayor, I did want to follow up on what Mr. Flynn talked about. The health department, you agreed should be fully funded by the county. And the thought process down here, and I don't know what the thought process on seven was, and that's why I'm asking the question, thought process down here was, even though a vast majority of its customers are inner-city Memphians, it serves people in Germantown, Bartlett, Collierville. But Memphians pay for it, and city taxpayers in Bartlett, Germantown, and Collierville, I'm sorry. But the city taxpayers in Collierville, Germantown, and Bartlett don't pay for it. It's similar to MSARC. Bartlett citizens don't pay for it. Collierville citizens don't pay for it, but Memphis citizens do pay for it. But Bartlett people, victims, Germantown victims, use it. So our thought process with the health department was, because it was more regional, but they weren't paying for it, the county should take it over. The whole reason I broached this subject with Mr. McGee was not the problems of the MSARC, but it didn't have anything to do with that. It was, it fit the exact, I mean, fit hand in glove to the health department model. What is it that's different about MSARC than the health department?
Let me first of all say, Councilman Strickland, I respect the way you have given the fact for your view, because I had interpreted it differently. Does that make sense? We're just being honest and open, okay? Am I okay?
Excuse me, what does that mean? If it's a point of order, yes.
What's the point of clarification?
Clarification is, I think, before the mayor even speaks, we need to know that the health department is mandated to be operated by the state, by state law.
Stop. Mayor, continue. I understand, Ms.
Alvarez. And that's why I just feel, okay. Let me simply say this. And here again, I just want to be perfectly honest, okay? If I can. And that always gets me in trouble. I find most people, most people I deal with are not interested in truth and facts. Okay? They want to support their prejudices or their preconceived views. But I'm going to be very honest with you. And I don't want to get into personalities. Keith McGee, in fact, I rehearsed my presentation. I've altered my presentation that I have for you guys. Okay? I wanted to tell you the real street obstruction, nitty gritty of what was taking place over there. Keith McGee backed me up. Okay? Because I don't want to impact the morale of people that we depend on. There's a lot that I know that transpired. I know a lot about human behavior. There was some agendas, there's some hidden agendas, okay, within the personnel complement. There was some hidden agendas among some of the elected officials on both the city side and the county side. You had some relationships. This thing was so convoluted, and I don't want to get into all of that. There were a lot of hidden agendas that became personalized, and what was regrettable to me was I doubt if only a few of the people involved in this really give a damn about the rape victims. It's all about impacting the reputation, the management abilities, and some power grab to suit the personal ego needs of some individual. I don't want to go here with you like this. So what happened, when the media started driving this, and elected officials got in a whirlwind on this side of the street, the other side of the street, and then you had these activists in the community, and I say that respectfully, all galvanizing from positions of power, they convoluted what could have been, in my judgment, a pragmatic point of view that could have eventually culminated in a countywide. But what happened, Councilman Strickland, was the human dynamics. And all of it was regrettable to me. It may surprise you to know that there were some unofficial conversations about doing just what you said. But what happened, all of these dynamics, all of these agendas, and they started clashing. And quite frankly, I'd resent it.
And that's kind of where I was going with the question.
I'm just being real honest with you.
And if I can be open to you, it appears that we're saying MSAR can't go to the county, but the health department can't go to the county because it's a reaction to the negative publicity. And I was trying to say, let's go above that and get to the basic question that doesn't have anything to do with how it's run. Why should Memphis taxpayers pay for this service that Bartlett, Pryorville, and Germantown folks enjoy?
That's a very legitimate question. Very legitimate question. And as I've done in the past, I've applauded you and Councilman Flynn and Councilman Alford. You've been agree that you've been really focused on bringing equity. And I think you ought to continue to do that. It's just in this particular matter here, it's unfortunate. It got convoluted. It got meteorized, if that's a word. It got politicized. And it was heavily involved in personalities. And I think the air needs to be clean. And you may want to come back, and it may be new leadership. You may want to revisit through your ad hoc committee all of these arrangements, and this can be one of them. It's just at this point in time, given the climate, given the new partnership that we forged ahead with Lavana, I don't think it's a propitious time to do that. I'm just asking
you. You're answering honestly, and I was the only thing I'd ask you is maybe keep a small part of your mind open.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you,
Mr. Conrad, Ms. Howard.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.